When did humans become human is very, very difficult to put one's finger on. Evolution is a process that requires certain conditions to take place. And that today, we really don't have the conditions that are required for future change, significant change among humans. The consciousness that we're familiar with today has not been around that long, and that certain of our predecessors certainly didn't have it. Competition among species is a major component of the evolutionary process. I think the great mechanism in nature is the triage that nature does between species. If you look at the human fossil record, it tells you very clearly that multiple human species have usually populated the Earth. It is shocking because it also implies that in some way humanity eliminated its nearest and dearest. The conclusion is that Neanderthals were in some way outcompeted by Homo sapiens. There are two aspects to being human. One is looking human. One is having human anatomy as we're familiar with it today. And the other aspect is behaving like modern humans. The essential thing is that the two aspects, the behavioral aspect and the anatomical aspect, seem to be out of kilter. I think the sticking point here is the size of the Neanderthal brain. Neanderthals had a brain as big as our own. Our own species, Homo sapiens, may not be immune from the same triage effect. The origination of new species and the extinction of old species are essential parts of the evolutionary process. Any new feature, any genetic novelty, has to arise before it can have a function, before it can be an adaptation. The real fascination is how we acquired the consciousness, the aesthetic, whatnot, that we have today. And with the first toolmakers, we're very far from that. Artistry, I think that is built right into the center of modern human consciousness. Modern human anatomy arose at, say, 100 to 150,000 years ago, quite a long time before you get any suggestion at all in the archaeological record anywhere in the world that modern human behaviors, symbolically mediated behaviors, emerged. Language is the best candidate that we have for the releasing factor that somehow released the capacity that must have already been in our brains to have symbolic thought. From at least 30,000 years ago and more, people had notation, symbolic representation, they had art, and so on. And it's just impossible, I think, to conceive of such capacities in the absence of language. I do not know what Neanderthal consciousness was like. I don't know what modern human pre-linguistic consciousness was like. There are intuitive processes in the brain which are not dependent on language that can be very sophisticated and get you a very, very long way. And I think that Neanderthals are the ultimate example of what non-symbolic reasoning can do. And it got them a very long way. And it was only when symbolically reasoning humans came onto the scene that Neanderthals started to have difficulties.